Opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. My format is on a Tuesday. It's a political day, and I was supposed to have Governor Dunleavy on with me today, but due to Alaska Airlines and their supply chain issues, I have a great relief pitcher in here with me today, Representative Mike Prox from District 33, the North Pole area. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing well. Thank you.
Did you like it when I called you up and said I need a relief pitcher?
Well, that's okay.
Get your butt down here. Yes. Don't leave me hanging.
Yes. Yeah. Fortunately, I have discretionary time this week.
Well, boy, welcome back. You were down in Juneau for... No special sessions?
No special sessions, just the 120-day session.
Yeah. And you got some things accomplished. You got the highest dividend ever.
Yes.
Sent out to people.
Yes.
Now, it's interesting. The dividend's always going to be a fight. Mm-hmm. And my philosophy is it's an annual appropriation. Therefore, it goes through the legislative bodies, period. When you can afford to do it, you give a big one. When you can't afford to do it, guess what? You just can't afford to do it. With oil the way it was, this last year and this year, you could do a big one. Last year, the legislature didn't approve of that. This year, they did, but it got interesting.
Yes.
You know, Grier Hopkins.
Right.
On the record.
Yep.
As being that last vote of saying no. And so they get the full one that everyone that, what was it? I would say 45 people other agreed to, but 11 people in the House did not, and therefore it failed by one vote.
Right.
And he was on record of being voting last.
Yep.
And the term was nothing for the tall guy. Anything that the governor wanted, nothing for the tall guy.
Well, unfortunately, it seemed down there that that was a big driver. That
politics.
Politics, just yeah. Politics, yeah. And I don't know. I take a little different approach. I think the dividend was set up in the statute, worked for 40 years. Yes, the court did say that an appropriation trumps a statute.
Pierce the veil.
Yes, it did. But nonetheless, it's still on the books. The court,
Walker pierced the veil. He said, I get my line item veto.
Yes. And the statute's still there. The debt to individual Alaskans is still accumulating by statute. The court didn't address that. They just said, well, you can defer the payment, essentially, like they did with the oil.
They didn't say defer the payment. They said that the governor has line item veto authority, and this is an annual basis, therefore he can do this.
Yes. No, I understand that.
That put the mayhem out there. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yes. But it's something that has to be resolved one way or the other, because we have on the books, we have a statute that says if you met the qualifications and applied for the dividend, you are entitled to an amount of money determined by a statutory formula, 21% of 50% of the earnings.
Yeah.
And if the legislature doesn't want to do that, then they need to change the statute. Have that debate and change the statute.
You know, I agree with that partially, but not wholly. I think the only way you can actually do it is put it into the Constitution. You'll have a, not a constitutional convention, but you put out there and you have it voted on by the people, because it's only a statute that is for that year.
Yes.
And they've already, in the history, for 6 years now, it's been appropriated by the legislature differently, every year differently.
Every year, yeah.
And no one's been able to say, you're doing it wrong, legislature, let's take you to court. So it's an annual appropriation now. The only way to put it into a divisible or a certainty, budget certainty, is to put it into our articles of our state.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep. And if not...
It's always going to be a fight.
Yeah, it will be a fight. And if not, the statute itself, make that a fixed amount every year. There's some arguments against doing that, but it should be in statute so that when people apply for that, they
budget certainty.
They're going to get
budget certainty. Budget certainty.
Yes. And it is the one appropriation that meets the requirements of Article 1, Section 1, the closest. Everybody gets the same amount.
Yeah.
And
there's no discrimination.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yep. And I had filed a bill. It was the same one that Senator Wilson had been trying to get through for several years, to put a checkbox on the application. If you feel that the state can spend the money better than you can,
Give it back. Don't get the check. Therefore, you don't have to file it with the IRS.
Right. Yep. And I have no argument with anybody who wants to give their check back. That's okay.
We're gonna get a call from Randy.
I'll bet we will.
Randy, we're thinking of you, buddy. Oh boy, you know. And so now, Fairbanks, I'm gonna be taking a hiatus in August and September, and Mr. Prock's here, since he has no other person in his race, will be handling Tuesdays for me. I thank you for that, sir.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. Yes. Treat it well, sir.
I will.
I've chosen well. You're not only the relief pitcher, you're the closer.
Yes, right. Now I got to get used to running the board again. That's been the most complicated part of this.
Hey, you're telling me? You're telling me? Yeah. You know, you look at this and you say, they gave this to me to do? Oh, my goodness.
Yes, right.
You know, what I did was in the beginning, I took a photo of it, my camera phone. Mm-hmm. I took a photo of it. So I always pull out the photo and see how I set it up, and that's how I do it.
I'll have to do that, because I forget week to week how it works, and it's always entertaining.
Oh, so you had a nice legislative year. It's interesting. Republicans like to shoot themselves.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the term RINO, Republican name only. Well, I consider David Eastman that, you know. Some people say it's Murkowski on one side. Well, I say, look at David Eastman.
Right.
We had Bryce Edgman as Speaker of the House because David Eastman would not go into a group with Dave Tallarico as the chair.
Right.
And the agenda that set off with what he did. So he's a Republican in name only because he didn't join the Republicans.
Well, yes. I mean, that's... Yeah, fact. and there is consequences. You know, God bless David for being principled. I get that. But it's ultimately politics. And ultimately, there's one side or the other is in control, and you get part of what you want or you get nothing of what you want.
His district is the least represented district in the state of Alaska.
Yeah, effectively.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And... It doesn't do, well, there's a limited value, shall we say, to complaining. There's certainly a lot of things to complain about, but you have to get beyond complaining, and you got to try and figure out how to solve something and get there step by step.
His attitude is, it's 100% my way, or I blow up the room.
Yep.
And if you're not as conservative as me, I'm attacking you.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Yes, it is. And to go against other... caucus members, well, you don't have a caucus if you do that.
Yeah.
You just can't function as a team. You have to be, you know, none of us are perfect, but you have to work together.
How many you know, what, two out of the last 3 years he's been thrown out of the minority caucus?
Yeah.
I mean, thrown out. Yeah. You know, we're in the minority, but you're so bad we're throwing you out of the minority.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Yes, but that's where it comes down to, is you just spend so much time arguing internally and defending yourself internally, you get that much less done. And it's just not a team when you're doing that. And politics is definitely teamwork. You have to.
There you go.
You have to do it that way.
Yep. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. If you want to give us a call, we're at 907-458-TALK. 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fish on! It's the Valdez Fishing Report, brought to you by Frontier Outfitters. Visit Frontier's extensive fishing department for conventional fly and saltwater tackle for every game fish in Alaska. Your store for the outdoors. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
This is Ricky Colpietro with an update from the Valdez Fish Derbies. The overall leaders in the Valdez Halibut Derby have all tipped the scales at more than 100 pounds, and the Halibut Hell Blue winner is currently in second place overall. Camille Mulcair of Fairbanks, Alaska, reeled in a 149.8-pound halibut on June 9th to win the Valdez Halibut Hell Blue tournament. Chris Mills of Melbourne, Florida is currently leading the overall derby with a 150-pound halibut, but he caught his fish before the start of the halibut hullabaloo, so Mulcair's fish won the $1,000 cash prize. Mulcair also took home the weekly first place prize in the regular derby, and her prize package included a halibut charter from Valdez Outfitters, so she'll have the opportunity to fish Valdez again.
Probably bait. Go out again.
Mulcair said that she and her family had been out fishing all week, and their patience paid off as they caught not just one big halibut, but three nice-sized halibut in about 12 minutes on their last day.
Mine, actually, I tangled in everybody's lines.
Once her 149.8-pound halibut was hooked, Mulcair said it became quite chaotic.
Cut everybody's, except for the other one with the two on it.
As the large halibut came over the side, it cut her son's line, but she said one of the other people on the boat was hanging onto the line and was able to hand-pull the other two fish in. She said those two halibut weighed in at 60 and 30 pounds.
Hi, this is Donna Waller of Easy Freeze in Valdez. I would like to encourage all you folks to give Easy Freeze a try. You spend a lot of time and effort catching your fish in Valdez. So why not vacuum pack and freeze them at Easy Freeze so they will stay fresher through the winter? I used to do it myself, and there is a big difference. Give Easy Freeze a try. You'll never go back.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
Frontier Outfitters brings you the Valdez Fishing Report, helping you make your next fishing adventure a success. Rods to tackle, coolers to camping gear. It's your store for the outdoors. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
KFAR weather.
Overcast skies today with a chance for scattered storms. Highs around 72. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for isolated thunderstorms again tonight. Lows around 53. Overcast. Slight chance for isolated storms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 75. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Representative Mike Prox, District 33, now in the studio with me. We're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. Now, Mike, last year, I guess during one of the special sessions, there was some leadership that was shown when they put together a bipartisan committee that had equal members of the House and Senate, with equal members of each majority and minority of each body together. And they spent like 6 or 7 days, and they came out with a fiscal plan.
Uh-huh.
And then you went into this legislative session. Not one part of that fiscal plan was even looked at.
No, it wasn't even considered. And it wasn't 6 or 7 days. It was 6 or 7 weeks.
Yeah. I digress.
Yeah. Yeah, I participated in that, I think, pretty much all the meetings. And it was a really good exercise. It honestly took us 3 or 4 meetings just to be able to really talk to each other and say, okay, you have a difference of opinion, let's explore the differences and let's figure out what's most important and get to a real negotiation. That took a long time. And another week would have been nice, although I don't know, you know, do you keep talking? But we were circling in on a comprehensive solution to that. And it was really disappointing. It was kind of a bargain that was struck to get this commission for the House minority's vote on the budget last year. Mm-hmm. That was sort of the bargain. And then it was just totally ignored by the rest of the leadership when we were all done. When we came down there, we were talking amongst ourselves on the task force. You know, what do we want to say? How do we want to phrase this? Is everybody happy with it? And we all agreed. And then we kind of thought that we were going to get an opportunity to talk to the individual caucuses in both the House and the Senate and explain where we were and go from there. And none of that happened. It was really disappointing. And even JKT, he put a lot of work into that.
Who?
Jonathan Christ Tompkins.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to meet and discuss that with the Democrat caucus, the House Democrat caucus, at 3 o'clock one afternoon. And I went up to his office at about 5 to 3, and at about 4 to 3, the meeting was canceled. That was the end of it. They didn't even give him the courtesy of presenting his own work.
Yeah.
It was just really a sad show. The amount of behind-the-scenes dealing and the behind-the-scenes control of the whole legislative process was really a big disappointment these last 2 years. But in
which is on Stutz and Edgman, Bryce
Edgman.
Well,
it is. They're in charge, and
and they weren't even talking with each other this last session because Bryce was mad and jealous of Louise being speaker.
Yeah, I don't know. There was all kinds of stuff going on there.
A house divided amongst their own caucus.
Yes, right. There was four
but
or
nothing,
five
but nothing for the tall guy was their mantra.
That was kind of the bottom line.
Well, we're not going to agree, but nothing for the tall guy.
Yep, right. And it's too bad. We had we did a lot of work in some of the committees, others.
And then the minority, they had to throw out a member.
Yeah, we had to do that. So it was chaos.
You had a wonderful frontline view of entertainment. That's what that's what I said to everyone on the air. I only promise you one thing from the legislature. That's entertainment.
Yes.
And you guys were entertaining.
Yep. We certainly have material for stand-up comedy routines.
As the COVID waned, mm-hmm. were you able to meet with more constituents down there?
Yes, that was good. More people came to the Capitol. We had a meeting. Senator Reinbold had a bill in there banning vaccine discrimination, I think it was.
Didn't they also kick her out of her? Yeah.
I think she was the chairman of the Judiciary Committee.
Yeah.
And they took that away from her.
Why? For what reason again?
I don't
remember. She did something.
Yeah, she did something they didn't like. I forget what it was.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But at any rate, they heard her bill one Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Jonathan Christ Tompkins, he was on the State Affairs Committee. I have a lot of admiration for him, actually.
What was the bill in regards to?
I think it was Senate Bill 156. It had to do with prohibiting discrimination based on vaccinations, mm-hmm. was kind of the bottom line.
Yeah.
And Senator Reinbold managed to get that through the Senate, and she was trying to get it through the House. And they had a hearing, and there were about 24 people that showed up to testify. Just ordinary, off-the-street citizens, if you will. And that was good. It turned out the meeting wasn't scheduled for public testimony, so they didn't get an opportunity to testify. But the Judiciary Committee room is just across from my office, and I was there that morning and saw, you know, the folks standing around and just invited them in for a chat. And we had just a great conversation. And that's important. It is important to have people down there talking to their representatives.
Yes, it is.
It would be nice if the Capitol was on the road system. I think that would help, but it isn't. And really, that would take a lot of planning to get that move done. But there's still some opportunities there that we could take more advantage of. Mm-hmm. That if nothing else, call up. Give us a call. Always like to talk to someone. And you can get a lot more accomplished in 5 minutes talking to somebody both ways. You can get conversation going. The same conversation would take a half hour each person on an email.
Yeah.
So the phones are there. The meetings are scheduled. It can be difficult to follow, but you can get notifications of meetings on bills. If you want to follow them, they're taped. So there's ways to participate.
Where's your legislative office at?
Well, I'm in room 114. It's down at the end of the hall on the first floor.
What about in the Fairbanks area?
Oh, Fairbanks area, yes, that's true. I have an office in Fairbanks in the Alaska USA building. We're up on the third floor of that building. And, yeah, either Barbara or I will be there most of the day. We try and keep somebody there all the time. And if you're in the neighborhood, yeah, drop in, say hello. You don't have to be from North Pole. You can stop in and say hello.
So if you're a Fairbankson, come on in.
Absolutely, yes.
If you're an Esterite, come on in.
We'll
you're from Fox anyway. Or Salchuk, come
yes,
on
indeed.
In.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Now, redistricting didn't really affect you.
Not too much, no.
Yeah.
A few less people up on the Chin Hot Springs Road end of it, and then I picked up some folks out in the Moose Creek area. So, but it's pretty much the same as what it was, which was good.
Yeah, And so you have no one file against you, be a Democrat, Independent, or Republican.
Nope, I don't know why.
You're a monster candidate.
I suppose.
You're a mover
shaker. I like to think that.
So when you ran for election, you were unopposed.
Yep.
And this is your first re-election.
Right.
You were appointed by Governor Dunleavy. Then you ran for election. No one opposed you. And now you're running for re-election. You're Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali said, you're a bad man. And Fairbanks, Mike's a good friend of mine. I like bugging Mike. And he puts up with it so well.
Oh, yeah.
You do. I gave him a call this morning. You're the relief pitcher. You got to be down here. Let me check my schedule. Yeah, I'll be there. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And we had a good time seeing a happy birthday to your brother last time you were on the air.
He appreciated that.
Oh, yep. I'm sure he did. Oh, my goodness. Plans for the summer?
Well, I'm working on following up on some of the things we started. I was on the Health and Social Services Committee down there, and quite a few different groups came down and visited independently. And we need, to get an idea of how they work together and try and make that function work better. So that's one project. And then there's a couple of bills I'd like to work on and get more prepared for when we go back down there in January.
We're going to take a quick phone call.
All right.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Representative Mike Prox. We only got a little bit before the commercial break. Your name is?
Sean.
Hello, Sean.
I'm just curious about what area on Chin Hot Springs he picked up.
I didn't.
You lost.
I lost some of the people up in the it's west of Herning Hills, down up Nordale, a couple miles down, and then there were some people that were down on the west end of that. I forget the name of the roads, but
Doesn't affect me. Thank you.
Okay. Yep.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. A little bit of Jimi Hendrix Experience at KFAR bumper music, some Fox News, state news, some commercials, some weather, and we'll be back after these messages.
Is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Former President Trump's influence on the midterm elections faces another round of primary tests with races today in Maine, North Dakota, South Carolina, and Nevada.
Republicans are looking to oust Nevada's Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo is in the lead. He has Trump's endorsement. In the Nevada Senate race, former State Attorney General Adam Laxalt is in the lead to challenging Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. Cook Political Report calls Masto the most endangered Dem this midterm cycle.
Fox's Hillary Bonn in Reno. U.S. producer prices surging nearly 11% last month compared to the same time last year.
It's an improvement over inflation of more than 11%, though inflation at the wholesale level remains the highest in 40 years. Most of the increase is attributed to higher gas prices.
Fox's Jenny Casola. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Authorities say four participants in an annual marine race from Washington State to Alaska were rescued by the U.S. Coast Guard Monday when some of the contestant sailboats capsized. Event organizers said in a statement that the occupants on seven boats had dropped out of the race because of rough conditions across the Strait of Juan de Fuca northwest of Seattle. Three contestants were hoisted from choppy waters by the U.S. Coast Guard, and one was rescued by a boat operated by race organizers. The event draws contestants from across the country with a goal of being first to get from Port Townsend, Washington to Ketchikan, Alaska on a non-motorized vessel. The Richardson Highway was shut down for approximately 2 hours Monday near Eielson Air Force Base after a bomb-sniffing dog incorrectly alerted officials of a suspicious vehicle attempting to enter the base, officials said. Alaska State Troopers responded to the apparent threat about 8:15 a.m. and helped with shutting down traffic near mile 341 of the Richardson Highway. After the highway was closed for approximately 2 hours, the Explosive Ordnance Disposal and Security Forces cleared the vehicle and determined that there was no threat, according to a
trooper
report.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
I'm but a humble septic tank. I spend my entire life buried in my family's yard. No pressing schedule, no busy social life, and I like that just fine. I work much harder come the holidays visiting family and friends, you see. I have no need for calendars. My family marks my one important social obligation each year on their calendar. When Bigfoot Pumpin' Thorn pumps me out, just once a year helps me live longer and serve my family much better.
Hi, this is Dr. Gina Escobar with Solstice Medicine and Wellness. Come join us on June 16th between 2 and 6 p.m. at Solstice to meet Kim Baird, our aesthetic nurse. We are proud to offer Secret Pro RF, the first in town. Win a free treatment, Botox giveaways, Zio products, and more on June 16th. You won't want to miss this event. Special pricing for the open house only. Call 456-6334 for details.
With summertime comes those epic family adventures. Last thing you need are car troubles leaving you on the side of the highway, so make sure everything is running smoothly. Just swing your car or truck by Pearson Auto. From your AC to your radiator, to your fluid levels, belts, and battery. Crew at Pearson's will make sure your next summer adventure doesn't come with any surprises. Well, almost no surprises. That's Pearson Auto off the Rich Highway and on Airport across from Pikes. Pearson Automotive, your dealership alternative.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Mike Prox, Representative, District 33, in the studio with me, the fine relief pitcher that he is.
Indeed.
Thank you very much for being available.
Yep.
And the summer is finally here, per se. A little bit of smoke coming from the St. Mary's Yukon River fire that's
yep.
going on. And
that's UV protection.
Oh, ultraviolet protection.
Ultraviolet protection, yes. It's a good thing. Yes.
You're very scientific. Wow. You're not having to face an opponent, but that doesn't mean you're not going to be running.
No, I'm going to be out there helping others. Like I say, trying to get things set up so that we can hit the ground running next year. You know, I learned quite a bit over the last couple of years about how the process works.
Yeah. And
there's just a lot of front-end work that you have to do to get a bill passed that I didn't do. Well, I just sponsored two bills, but I helped on a couple others that I thought we'd be able to get through. One of them was on the veterinarians. The veterinarians wanted an exemption from the drug database monitoring program or something, that they're monitoring prescribers of controlled drugs, mostly going after heroin and derivatives. And it's not designed for veterinarians, and it's a pain for them. And so we were trying to get an exemption. I thought that'd be easy. Turned out there was more to it than that. and then there's another one, kind of a small one, but to get standardized contracts for self-storage units. Again, just a small thing, but it making those standardized would help those businesses work a little easier. And I thought that would be easy, but it wasn't. We didn't get it through. So now we're going to do the work, get it through next time.
Ready for a phone call?
Ready for a phone call, yep.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Representative Mike Prox, and your name is?
Good morning, Dave. This is April from
Hello.
North Pole.
Hello, April.
Hi. Just calling in to say how much we love Representative Prox in North Pole.
His head's growing. His head's getting bigger, April.
Well, you know me. I really love him. I know he works very hard, and our family, we did go to Juneau this session, and we just appreciate how Mike's one of the hard workers down there, and that he really cares about being following the law and doing what's right, and that's what really matters in a lawmaker. So
that's what we try to do.
Love Representative Prox.
Yeah, good. And how your evaluation of your visit when you came down there? I was glad you did. Thank you for doing that. But
yeah, well, I had a great visit. My daughter was able to guest page and really kind of learn a lot about how the legislature works. And you know, there was still that air of maybe that they were glad that maybe constituents couldn't be there while I was there. You know, people were like, oh, somebody's in our office.
Yeah, right. Keeping tabs on
us. Somebody
knocked
on our door.
Yep.
So, you know,
someone's trying to hold me accountable. Yeah.
Other times I've been there many times before, and there was just a real different air. And I think once people got used to not having to face their constituents, they were starting to like that. But you know, I'm out here in the new District 33, and so of course we visit a lot with Senator Myers, who does have a few opponents, but we'll be working hard and door knocking for him too. So we love Senator Myers also.
Yeah, good deal.
April, thank you very much for the phone call. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
What are you doing for the solstice?
Well, I think there's going to be a booth downtown. So I was going to be at that. And if not, just wander around during the downtown festival. And it's a good chance to run into people and chat, find out what's important, new ideas, what have you. So I'll be doing that. Not going to make it for the Midnight Sun Run. It's too long.
I've ran the Midnight Sun Run twice. And one time I did finish under an hour, and I was happy. I was proud of myself.
Oh, that is good.
10K, 6 miles, you know, and you calculate out what you have to average per mile. And
right.
1 year, I was like an hour and 4 minutes. The next year, I decided to do it like the night before. Just, okay, I'm just going to go do it. And I ran it about 58 and a half minutes. And, oh, yeah, you know. I've got a one of my funnest races. There was one year I was in running in all the races, and I did the Chena River Run that started over at the school in University Park, and it goes to the Princess Lodge, and you know, it's like a 5K, 2.5 mile race, and and I'm busting along, and all of a sudden I see Glenn Hackney pass me up, and I was about, you know, 45, 46 right. years old at the time. I'm not letting that guy beat me. No 80-year-old's going to beat me in a race. So I put on my kick sprint.
Yeah.
And I couldn't catch him.
Right. Yeah, I ran into the same problem on the Midnight Sun Run. I thought I was doing pretty good, and all of a sudden Glenn Hackney goes trotting right by me. Yeah.
Such a fine guy. And you know, I never forgot that. I did forgive him, but I'd always bring that up with him. He'd just smile and laugh, and I said, you know, in the next races, my summer of races, I made sure I beat you. He goes, I didn't even remember that, David. I go, well, I do. He was such a fine, genteel man.
He really was, just great. I ran into him actually in high school, back when I was in high school, and he was in the State House, and I think he served couple of terms in the State House and then in the State Senate.
Yeah.
And just stayed involved with the community from there on out, and just happy to be helping out at the food bank, and always picking up litter next to his little yellow truck, and just a real inspirational sort of a guy.
Yeah, he lived on Sunset. He bought his house there by 1969, and you know, I lived on Westgate, and we'd always have like the Kool-Aid stand, you know, would get adventurous to make money. And he would, you know, whenever he saw that Kool-Aid stand, me and my buddies would come over, and, you know, Kool-Aid was like a dime a cup. And he'd give us a dollar and let us keep the tip, you know. There you go, just keep at it, you know. And just always that smile, and, oh, Mr. Hackney, we're scoring. Mr. Hackney's coming over. But he was just such a fine person.
Just really was a fine person, yep. Just somebody you're just really glad you had an opportunity to know.
Yeah, and, you know, he always had a smile. Always had a smile.
Yep. Never better.
No. we're getting a buck for Mr. Hackney. Oh, my goodness. Your district has changed a little bit.
A little bit.
But you've always been the type of person, it doesn't matter where a person lives, you're going to talk with them and try and represent them for an issue that they have.
Yeah, that's what we're there for. And you can't always get what you want, but you got to, if somebody thinks they need something that won't work out, well, we got to talk about that and help people understand that sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's good. North Pole is just a great area to represent. I've been out there for a long time.
Yes, Mike.
I just like that
yes,
area.
Yes, Mike, you have.
And I've been around, and, you know, every place has its pluses and minuses, but I just really enjoy the people out in North Pole, so that's good.
Yeah, exactly. Fairbanks, we are going to take a commercial break. We're at 907-458-TALK and 907-458-8255. I have Representative Mike Prox in the studio with me, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
I love the Honey, you want to come out? I haven't seen you since Glass Doctor installed our custom shower enclosure.
No thanks.
Well, you can't keep eating breakfast in the shower. And laminating your magazines is getting expensive. You remember we have guests coming over tonight, right?
Oh, I'm sure they'd love to see the shower.
It's our neighbors, and I highly doubt they want to be hanging out in our bathroom.
The shower's so good, you'll never want to leave. Visit glassdoctor.com today and schedule an appointment online.
See your world in perfect focus. Keep your eyes in perfect health. Visit optometrist Dr. Rebecca Wilbur for comprehensive family vision care, children's eye care, and emphasis on medical eye disease. An Alaskan native, Rebecca speaks fluent Yupik with a heartfelt desire to serve the Native community. Schedule your appointment. Call the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks team of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and opticians providing medical and surgical eye care, prescription lenses, fashion eyewear, your eye health professionals on Mini Street. Visit eyeclinicoffairbanks.com.
Fairbanks, listen up. Independent Rental has everything you need to get this summer's project done quick and easy. This month's spotlight is on our Kubota skid steers. With the best rates in town at $275 per day, we have all sorts of attachments, including trenchers, augers, forks, along with our standard buckets. Reserve yours now. You can pick it up for yourself or we'll deliver. Please check us out on Facebook and enter to win a variety of prizes in our weekly contests. Independent Rental, 2020 South Cushman. We're here to help.
Weather This Hour brought to you by Long Building Technologies. Make your building the smartest around. Call Long today to find out about their building intelligence systems that will save you money. 561-3044. Or find out more at long.com.
KFAR Weather.
Daytime highs approaching 76 today under overcast skies with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms again tonight. Lows around 54. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. Highs around 77. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
And streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Representative Mike Prox in the studio with me here. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good.
We were just talking about your proclivity to live in North Pole for a plethora amount of time.
Yes, been there for a long time.
Did you build your house?
We did.
I've been to your house. That's why I asked the question. Yes. I can tell you built your house.
Yes, it's got a few of those owner-built quirks in it.
Yes, that's a good way to call it. Yep. It was a learning process.
It was a learning process, yes.
I'm glad your wife is still with you.
Yes.
Now, ranked choice voting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting. We're in a election with a special election. And this is how I tell people about it. I'm going to be voting for a Democrat too. I'm going to be voting for a Republican too. I'm going to vote for four people and rank them. That way, every one of my votes counts.
Right.
I'm not just going to say, okay, I'm only going to vote for one person. That's it. Because then on the second round, you get discounted.
Yes.
Simple as that.
Yep.
So you got to vote for your four.
Yep.
4-3-2-1.
Yes.
You don't have that.
I
do you feel good about that? Do you feel good about being kicked off the island and not having to be ranked?
Nobody there, yeah.
Are you proud of yourself, Mike Prox?
Well, it's good. I try to keep in touch and, you know, hopefully we can keep it that way, frankly, that people are happy with what you're doing.
But, yeah.
You know, if somebody wants to run the other side of it, it's hard to get people out for campaign events when there's no opponent, so you don't get the conversation. But I'll still, you know, run around, keep in touch. There's a few things going on. It'll be fun to promote some of the stuff that's going on out in the North Pole area. So we've got, which leads into I got to put a plug in for the Grange Hall picnic.
Oh, good.
In North Pole on the July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, they got it going again last summer, and they're going to try it again this year, and it was a lot of fun last summer. So it will work in conjunction with the parade. The Spirit of 76 committee or something is putting on the 4th of July parade. That's from 10 to 12 down, starts at the Carlson Center, and ends at Barnett. And then when that's done, people can come out to North Pole and enjoy a 4th of July picnic and celebration.
Where's it at? Where's the picnic?
It's going to be at the Grange Hall,
mm-hmm.
and that is kind of on the east side of North Pole. You have to go to 8th and Snowman and mm-hmm. Grange Hall Road, and then you go down that road and you get to the Grange Hall, or there's going to be parking in the middle school parking lot, and then it's just a short walk from there to the Grange Hall through the woods there.
Do you see redistricting with you were in the minority last year? Do you think you have a chance of being the majority this year?
I think there's a better than even chance that we'll be in the majority this year.
So you'd have to have someone like Eastman and Stutz and no more defectors like Kelly Merrick?
Well, you know, counting all that in, yes. And I hope with the some of it due to redistricting and some of it just a lot of people bailed out. I was really kind of surprised. But there's going to be quite a few open seats in Anchorage, in the Anchorage area, District 35. That's going to be an open seat. So we should be able to pick up enough seats that we get a workable majority. You have to have a room for three or four people.
So would a rhino like Eastman, would he be welcome? Would a rhino like Stutz be welcome?
Well,
you know, those are two of the opposite sides of the extremes.
That's right. That's the big question. You have to go down there with a strong enough position that you can pick and choose, and you can, you know, there has to be some understandings. If you're going to be in a caucus, you got to be loyal to the caucus.
There has to be some penance for your past mistakes.
There inevitably is. Yeah, but you know, it's tough. You've got to. It's the rule of 21 and 11. You got to get to 21 votes to get something done. And there was 2 years ago. There was the big deal about the binding caucus. Well, there's two words. There's binding and there's caucus.
Mm-hmm.
And the binding part of it got carried away.
Yeah, those showers. I bet you now he's saying, what was I thinking?
Yes.
But guess what? You got what you wanted, and now you're...
Yes,
you,
right. But the other word is caucus.
Yeah.
And you join the organization voluntarily.
Yeah.
And if the organization has... If the rules are too strict, well, don't join. We're free to do that. But if you do want to join an organization, you have to think it through, and you have to be somewhat loyal to the organization.
A binding caucus, you have just one item that you are bound to do.
Yeah.
And that is vote on the third time for the budget.
Yes. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
And the budgetary process, everyone has an implement on it from the very beginning through every committee.
Yep.
Through the first reading, for the second reading, through it coming back, but this is it. This is the only thing we require of you to be in this caucus to get these positions. That's it.
Yep. And that has to be an understanding that when you have to get the budget through.
Mm-hmm.
That's our only job is to pass the budget.
That's your only required mandate.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep. And you can't be debating it until September. Yeah, we have to get that through, and there just has to be some amount of order, and somebody has to take the lead, and others, the leader should certainly be open to input.
Yeah,
should be willing to listen and have the conversations. But at some point, somebody has to organize the whole thing, and everybody has to kind of follow the lead.
On Senator Schauer's behalf, he had a really good bill, the voting integrity.
Yes,
but it didn't quite make it.
No,
that was a very good bill.
Had a lot of pluses. It met. I don't know if it would have gotten through the Senate. I think so. I think he had enough votes to get it through the Senate. It was meeting a lot of resistance in the House, and in the end, they couldn't come together with an agreement. So that's another one to work on during the interim here, to take a look at that. Now we've heard both sides kind of, and hopefully find something that improves it. I'm concerned still. I think the biggest gap is in the absentee voting process.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of room to tempt people to go beyond what is really proper.
Yeah.
And I think we need to close
ballot harvesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's two approaches. One is to get electronic signatures. The other one is, according to the statute, you're supposed to have a recognized official as a witness. That mm-hmm. might be an Army officer if you're overseas, postmaster, voter registrar, whatever. Somebody that knows the rules and can be held accountable for the vote. And the way that it has been implemented is just anybody over 18. And I think that's too loose. Not that anybody, I don't know, I haven't proven that anybody is doing anything wrong, but boy, that casts a lot of doubt on the process.
When I voted in the special election, what I did was I took my ballot and I brought it over to the Division of Elections here in the 7th Avenue State Building, and I got Jeremy Johnson. He's the regional director here. Out from his office, he knows me very well. Very, very fine person. And I had him as my witness.
There you go.
I go, here you go, Jeremy.
He's
and, and I complimented him and his staff. I said, you know, there's no integrity issue with you people in this office. There's none whatsoever. And I thank you for doing what you do. And one of the staffers, you know, right there at the front of the desk, her eyes were like big, you know, doe deer in the headlight. And she goes, no one ever compliments us. Everyone just comes in and yells at us. I go, oh, God almighty, you know. Oh, my goodness.
No, they do very good work
in
the Fairbanks election office. That's the only one I'm familiar with. And now in the Juneau office, too. But, you know, they are pretty fastidious about trying to do everything right.
Well, as they are tasked to do.
And a lot of people that have worked, for many years, who we ran into, Shelley Groudon. She was the director in the Fairbanks office quite a number of years ago. But she still comes by, and she helps out. And Nancy from the borough clerk's office, she was there.
Yeah, very fine people.
And... who's the other one I got to give a shout-out to? Dick Burley.
Yeah.
He's been doing that for as long as I can remember. And they really, there's just a lot of people that pitch in and really try and get the job done right. And it works well once it gets to the Fairbanks office. I have no complaints. So,
It gets interesting, doesn't it?
Yep. But they really do try and make the thing work for everybody.
So they do. Good. They do. Their integrity is above board so well. It really is.
And they welcomed, you know, we were there this year with quite a few brand new people watching the process, and they were patient with us and walked us through.
They're in a room and you're watching. It's a show.
But they actually appreciated it. So that...
So there is no question.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest part of it. Ultimately, no matter what you do for election integrity, it is going to have to be citizens watching over the process.
Yeah.
Somebody who, you might even have a dog in the fight, but you should be watching it, or someone from your campaign should be watching it, and somebody from the other campaign should be watching it, holding each other accountable. That's ultimately what makes it work.
Very true. Very true. Well, we got about 2 minutes left, sir, and I so appreciate you being able to come in here and help me out of this jam.
It's always fun.
You know, you're the relief pitcher, the closer, you know. Thank you. You're going to have a good weekend. You're going to be spending time downtown at the Midnight Sun.
I'm going to be spending a little time downtown for sure, and then I still have some yard work to catch up on, so.
You know, that's the thing about my yard, too. You know, I have this thing called the Dalmatian, and right at the deck, you can see where he jumps off the deck, you know, and in the snow and everything like that. Yeah. And there's always that dead patch of grass.
Right. Yeah.
And I finally get it back about the 1st of August.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I got what I call my month of my perfect yard.
There you go.
And I worked 2 to 3 months to get my yard perfect.
I gave up on perfection, but Golden Valley came by and trimmed the trees back, and they left me a little work that I got to catch up on.
And do you have any? Do you have any chokecherry trees?
I do.
Well, when you cut those down, that makes great smoking wood for your barbecue.
It's great.
It's most people don't know it, but this is your Q-tip, what I call a Q-tip, a cooking tip from Dave.
Okay.
You know, cut it into, you know, 4 to 8 inch logs.
Yeah.
And use that, you know, get your charcoals going, then put on a log or two and just keep those embers going. And it's a very pleasant, nice, mild smoke.
Oh, okay. How about aspens?
Not so much.
Not so much.
Not so much.
I've got a couple of aspen trees that fell over.
Get the neighbor. See if they need some firewood that's not any good.
Yeah, there you go.
Fairbanks, thank you very much for listening. Mike, thank you very much for being here, and I will see you tomorrow.
All right, real good. Thanks a lot.
Yep.